title, Polyghost Note with Breakbeat Surgery in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, today we're doing a very DNB-specific kind of magic. We're going to steal a tiny micro hit from a breakbeat, turn it into a playable ghost note, and use it to make a rolling bass line feel like it's locked to the break. And I want you to hear the mindset before we touch anything. In rolling drum and bass, ghost notes aren't just extra drum details. They're timing information. They're the little clicks and ticks your ear uses to understand groove. So if we can borrow that timing from the break itself and feed it into the bass, suddenly the bass line feels like it's talking the drummer's language. This is an advanced workflow. We're going to warp tightly, do surgery, resample with intention, then groove lock everything so it feels like one organism. Set up, tempo and a break that actually behaves. First, set your project tempo somewhere in the classic range, 172 to 176 BPM. Now grab a break that has real transient detail. Amen style. Think break, hot pants, funky drum or anything with those crispy little artifacts around the snare and hats. Drop it on an audio track. Open the clip. Turn warp on. Now, important, do not start chopping a break that isn't stable. If the break is drifting, your ghost note will drift too, and you'll blame the bass when it's really the drum timing. So, in the clip view, get the break to loop perfectly as exactly one bar or two bars. If it's a clean recording, right-click early on the clip and use warp from here straight, then check the loop braces. Make sure it cycles cleanly with no hiccups. For warp mode, choose beats. Preserve should be set to transients. Envelope somewhere around 20 to 40 is a good starting range. Lower envelope is tighter and snappier, higher gets a little more smeared. For most DNB breaks, you want bite. The goal here is simple. Before surgery, the break should already feel like it's hitting correctly on the grid, with the groove intact. Breakbeat surgery. Finding the ghost transient. Now we hunt for the ghost. And I want to define ghost properly. We do not want a full snare. We do not want a full kick. We want something small. A hat splinter, a rim artifact, a tiny tick from the snare tail. Something that reads as a micro accent. You've got two ways to do this. Option 1 is fast and clean. Slice to new MIDI track. Right-click your warped break clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Live will generate a drum rack with a bunch of slices. Now the fun part, audition pads like you're crate digging for microscopic gold. You're listening for something short and clicky, ideally with minimal low end. If it sounds like it could sit on top of a bass note and define the front edge, you're in the right area. Option 2 is more surgical. Manual microclip. Duplicate your break to a new audio track and name it Ghost Source. Zoom way in. Find a transient you like, often right before or after a snare, where the drummer's hits create these little crumbs of sound. Highlight about 10 to 50 milliseconds around that transient. Yes, milliseconds. Consolidate it so it becomes its own microclip. Set that clip's warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and go even tighter on envelope, like 0 to 20, because we want maximum snap. Then use clip fade handles to remove clicks, but keep the fades tiny. A big fade-in will blunt the whole point. If you have to choose, pick barely no click over smooth, because we can smooth harshness later with EQ or dynamics. Teacher note, if you're hearing a weird double attack like it's clicking twice, your slice probably contains two transients. Nudge the start point forward just a hair so you're only catching the one you want. Turn the ghost into a playable instrument. Now we're going to make this ghost consistent and playable, because if it's inconsistent, you'll never trust it, and you'll keep remixing the pattern instead of actually finishing music. If you used slice to MIDI, click your ghost pad in the drum rack. You'll see simpler already on that pad. Put it in classic mode. Turn snap on. Set a tiny fade, like 2 to 8 milliseconds, just enough to avoid ugliness. High pass it. You can use simpler's filter or EQ8, but do it somewhere. A good starting range is high pass around 200 to 600 Hz. The ghost should not carry low junk. Low junk is how you lose headroom and wonder why your drop sounds small. Then add a little character so it stays audible at low fader levels. Put EQ8 after it. High pass steep, 24 dB, somewhere around 250 to 500 if needed. If it's harsh, do a small notch between 3 and 7kHz. Don't automatically low pass it. Sometimes you need the brightness, just without the pain. Then add saturator. Soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. The point is not loudness. The point is consistency and audibility. Optional. A tiny touch of redux for crunch, but subtle. If it sounds like a gimmick, pull it back. If you use the manual microclip, drag it into a new simpler on a MIDI track so it becomes an instrument. Put simpler into one-shot mode and set it to trigger. Not gate, so every MIDI note plays the same length consistently. Set the volume envelope short. Think decay around 50 to 120 milliseconds. This is a ghost, not a new percussion line. Now do the same EQ and saturation shaping. Quick stability check. Make sure velocity to volume in Simpler isn't exaggerating random loud hits unless you want that. If your groove is already going to add velocity variation, you usually want Simpler to respond modestly, so the pattern stays controlled. Also check stereo width. Many break slices are a bit wide. For ghosts that you're going to boss with bass, wide can equal unfocused. Put utility on the ghost and reduce width, like 0 to 30%, or even make it mono. If you want space, add a tiny room later. Don't rely on stereo weirdness. Build the bass line foundation. Now we move into the bass lines part, because the real trick is not I have a click. The real trick is the bass groove is now controlled by the break. Create a MIDI track called bass. Load waveeditable. Set OSC1 to a saw type wave. OSC2 can be a sign for sub reinforcement, or another saw to tune slightly. Keep unison low and focus 2 to 4 voices max. Small amount because DNB bass needs to hit like a fist, not like a choir. Turn on a low-pass filter, LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere like 120 to 400 HC depending on how dark you want it. Little drive for weight. Amp, envelope. Fast attack, medium decay, low sustain. We want a rolling shape, not a sustained pad. Then post effects, saturator with soft clip. Maybe 3 to 8 dB drive. EQ8 for cleanup. And glue compressor lightly 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Slowish attack so you don't kill the transient. Sub-discipline, because this matters. Keep everything below about 80 to 100 HC mono and clean. If you're serious about mix translation, consider splitting the bass. Duplicate the bass track. One is SUB, sign only, low pass around 80 to 100. The other is MID, high pass around 120, and that's where you do the fun distortion and movement. Program a simple one-bar rolling bass phrase. Keep it minimal. Root note, maybe a fifth or octave occasionally. Notes on the grid in a 16th note style pattern so it naturally rolls. Now, the ghost to bass connection. Two methods. Method 1. The ghost layers the bass transient. This is the perceptual trick. You place ghost MIDI notes exactly where you want the bass to feel like it's speaking more clearly. Common placements. Just before the snare. In a one-bar DNB loop. That's typically the little lead-in right before beat 2 and right before beat 4. Also between kicks, depending on your break. Then group bass and ghost into a bus called bass bus. On bass bus, add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction at most. Now the ghost and bass become one gesture. The ear hears the click as timing, and the bass suddenly sounds tighter without you having to boost upper harmonics in the bass itself. Method 2. Ghost note triggers an accent layer on the bass using a sidechained gate. This is the real groove control method, and it's my favorite when you want that rolling urgency without adding extra notes. On the bass track, create an audio effect rack. Make two chains. Chain A is dry bass. Chain B is accent chain. On accent chain, shape it so it lives above the sub. Put auto filter in high pass mode or band pass. Aim somewhere around 300 HC and up to 1.5k HC depending on where your bass has character. Then saturator, or better yet in Live 12, roar, but keep it band limited so you're not distorting sub. Drive it enough to speak, then keep the chain volume lower than you think. This should be felt as motion, not heard as a second bass. Now put gate after those effects on the accent chain. Enable side chain on the gate. Set input to the ghost track, now dial it. Threshold so the gate opens only when the ghost hits. Attack very fast, like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Hold 0 to 20 milliseconds. Release around 30 to 120 milliseconds. Listen for the behavior. Each ghost hit should open a quick bright accent on the bass, like the bass is getting a little consonant sound for just a moment. If it sounds like extra notes or like the bass is stuttering, your release is too long or your accent chain is too loud. Advanced teacher tweak. Use velocity tiers in your ghost pattern. Make three velocity levels low, mid, high. Set the gate threshold so mid and high trigger reliably and low sometimes doesn't. That slight inconsistency mimics real break nuance and can feel ridiculously alive. Lock it all to the break. Groove extraction. Now we make it truly DNB. We groove lock the bass and ghost to the break, instead of guessing swing. Select your original break clip. In clip view, extract the groove. You'll see it show up in the groove pool. Apply that groove to your ghost MIDI clip and your bass MIDI clip. Now, don't overdo timing on sub. Start with timing around 30 to 70%. Velocity influence may be 0 to 30. Random 0 to 10. Here's a move that works especially well. Apply groove heavily to the coast, but keep the sub midi basically straight, because if the sub swings too much, it can flam against the drums and feel weak. But if the ghost is swung, the ear perceives the bass is swung, while the sub stays solid. That's groove focus. When it feels right, commit the groove so you can edit with confidence. But commit only after you're sure, because once committed, you're in micro-timing land permanently. Arrangement. Make it feel like a 16-bar section. Build this into a 16-bar loop so it behaves like a real track, not a one-bar party trick. Bars 1 to 8. Introduce the ghost influence lightly. Lower ghost velocity or raise the gate threshold so fewer accents pop through. Bars 9 to 16. Increase intensity. Add more ghost triggers before snares. Open the bass filter slightly. Maybe introduce a second ghost pattern as call and response, or swap to a different ghost slice on the fill bars so it feels like the bass is reacting to the drummer.